Okay? We talk about it sometimes, and if you don't know what of the altar is, A-L-T-A-R, it's the front of the stage. See that? This is the altar. I'm at the altar. I'm at the altar. Now, okay. Now, the word altar is in the Bible. It's all there, especially in the left half of the Bible. When the Bible talks about an altar, it's not talking about the front of the stage because they didn't have a front of the stage back in the day. They didn't do church like we do church today necessarily. And really, the altar, this is not really the altar. It's what we call it because it's what happens at the altar. Now, an altar, for those of you that don't know what an altar, what the word means, an altar defined, it's a place of slaughter or sacrifice. The altar was a place, especially in the Old Testament, back in the left half of the Bible, before Jesus, where they would come in the temple, where they would go to at the church, and they would take their offering. They would take it, would, whether it was an animal or a gift or something like that, and they would take it to the altar. The altar is where, if it was like an animal, an ox or something like that, back in the old school, they did things. They were kind of gangster, and they would kill the animal, and then they would like set it on fire, and then they would eat it, a little barbecue type thing sometimes. But it was the gift that they would bring to God. See, back in the day, they didn't necessarily have jobs like we do, where you get like a paycheck or anything like that. They wouldn't give you like a pay stub, take it to the bank, that'll be $5. No, they would have different things, whether it's gold or animals. You bring, that'll be 2 chickens, please. That's what they would do. And when they would come to give a gift, whether it was their tithe or whether it was their offering, they would bring one of those things. And it's where they would slaughter the animal and they would spend time with God. It was a sacrifice because it cost them something. You know, every offering they gave was a meal for their family that they gave to God instead. Every offering they gave was part of their livelihood. And you see, we call this front of the stage the altar because, well, we don't do the animal thing anymore. And if you bring a goat to church, I'm going to send it home with you, okay? We don't want your goats, okay? So don't bring your goat. I don't want it. But what we do here at church is we bring a sacrifice to the altar. Now, when we do music, when we do all that kind of stuff, that's our opportunity to connect with God. See, when you choose to live a life of Jesus for Jesus, you're choosing to live a life that's filled with worship. There's a verse in Hebrews. Go ahead, turn in your Bible to Hebrews, if you got it. Hebrews 13. Put it up there. I'm gonna read it to you. In Hebrews 13, it talks about you offering a sacrifice. It says here, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of what? Praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. Maybe your Bible says that we give a sacrifice of praise. Why? We give it because it's the fruit of our lips. The fruit of your lips. That's kind of weird. Like, we don't usually say fruit of our lips. Like, but what it means is it's what your lips do. No, not kissing. That's nasty. It's the words that you speak. It's when we sing. We declare our allegiance. We say, God, you belong to me. God, I belong to you. God, I'm all yours. And God, you're all mine. That's the sacrifice of praise that God's talking about. You see, what happens is we come to church and we say, all right, all y'all ready to praise God tonight? Yeah. And then some people are like, I'm gonna get up out of this, jumping over seats and all that kind of jazz. And they come forward to the altar. Why? So we could lay down our life. We can offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of our lips. God, Jesus, you are amazing. God, I believe in you. All of a sudden, the song comes on, and you're like, I love that song. Sing it again, Akia. Right? It's a sacrifice of our lips. It's the words that come out of our mouth. It's that. And it's funny because, you know, all throughout the Bible, you'll see that God loves music. The fruit of love. I mean, God even says, whatever you do, make sure you're singing me a new song. See, Jesus loves when people write songs because it's a new song, a song I never read before, a song I never sung before, a song I never heard before. Same four chords, different song. See, God wants us to continually talk about and sing about him. He loves to hear our voices. The person next to you may not love to hear your voice, but God loves to hear your voice. He said, make a joyful noise. So it's all right. If all you can do is make noise, you are A-okay. But God loves it. You know, it's funny because music has this strange way of taking people places. It's funny because we talk about fasting sometimes, and I'll say, fast a meal one time a week to get closer to Jesus. All right, Pastor Richard. Fast texting for a couple days to get closer to Jesus. Oh, no. Fast music for a week. No! I rebuke you, Satan! And some of y'all can't even take your earbuds out your ears right now. Look at you. Look at you. Just hanging it over your ear like, I'm not listening, Pastor Richard. I'm listening to you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But music is so much a part of us that it takes us places. I mean, okay. Have you ever watched a movie on mute? Terrible. It sucks, right? It's terrible. It's like, what am I even doing here? That's 5 minutes I'll never get back of my life. It's not even the same. Just do it. Just go on YouTube tonight after service, not right now, and type in epic battle scene on like some crazy movie or something like Black Hawk Down or whatever, and just put it on mute, and it's like, boring. Let me explain it to you this way. Can you please give me something here? Give me something, Shelby. Thank you. Joyful noise. Yeah. Where's it taking you? How do you feel? What do you think? The opening title of a creepy movie? Like the Kukui, right? Does anybody think this is a little creepy? I thought I was like, oh, this is beautiful. I could listen to this all day. That's a little different, right? This is actually the opening theme to The Ring. This is the theme song to The Ring. You called it. Thank you, brother. Cut it. This is terrible. No, it's not a woman. Give me the next one. Oceans? No, not yet. Is it goodbye? Hello? It's too depressing. Is this a sad song? What is that? The face. No, this is Adele. It's hello. If anybody needs any tissue, let me know. It's a sad song, right? You just like it. Some people dig it. Okay. Next one. Give me next one. Right? Did you see him? There he is. Put on his suit right there. There's Bane. Look all mean and ugly. He's marching through the city. Coming to the Batmobile.
Yeah!
Just wait for the beat to drop. It's like just I'm waiting for somebody to get beat up, right? It's exciting. Okay, wait, next one. Wait for it. Who's ready to do some push-ups now? You ready? You ready? Come on! Jumping jacks! Right now! Right? This is about, thank you in the back! Thank you! This is what you do when you're on your workout mix. Workout mix. Yeah! Down to those raw eggs! Look. Right? Okay, kill it. I want to know where. Right? Music makes or breaks the movie. It makes or breaks the movie. Music makes or... Look, it makes or breaks the workout. I don't know anybody. Well, I don't know many people that can do a workout without some kind of music. And if you are, you know you got something going on in your head.
Yeah.
I started working out with my wife in the evenings, and she's got like... these Motown jams and stuff on, and it's just what she does, right? She's just down in Motown. Anyway, it brings things alive. And in the same way, your life needs a soundtrack. Your life needs a soundtrack because the music that you play in a movie gets you ready for what's next. When you hear the music, you don't know. Never mind. That was terrible. Whatever. That was Psycho. It was a Halloween. Whatever. Yeah. It's everything. It tells you what's coming next. The chase music, when you have two cars just bashing into everything. All of a sudden, the pads that come in, and then all of a sudden the swell. Dun. The ghost pops out. It tells you what's coming next. And worship and praise. A person that lives a life that's filled with worship and praise. That's the soundtrack to victory in your life. It tells you what's coming next. If you feel like your life is going down the tubes. If you feel like the world has just decided to have a conspiracy against you and everything is going to suck this week. If you just feel like Satan is basically nipping at your heels and he's trying to take you down. If your family's falling apart. If there's arguing left and right. If it's finals or midterms week. Look. The bottom line is this. Is when life gets difficult, you need to have the soundtrack of your life tell you what's coming next. And the Bible tells us this, is that we are to give a sacrifice of praise. It needs to be the fruit of our lips. It needs to set the mood and the attitude of where your life is going, because the music tells you how you're supposed to feel. And I'm not necessarily just talking about music, because worship is more than the song that you sing or a couple chords you put together. But it's the attitude of your heart that says, this is the way my life is going to go. You are in charge of your life. You can't necessarily change what happens to you, but you can always determine how you will respond to the things that do happen to you. You can, look, if you're depressed, just change the track. Just forward that, right? If you like the song that was just playing, just go to the last track, put it on repeat. You're in charge of the playlist, man. So if you're stuck in a rut and you don't know how to get out, then you need to change the song that you're listening to, because it creates the sense and the feeling that you need to get over it. Now I'm not just talking about feeling nice and being happy, but I'm saying this, is you need to have an attitude that says Jesus Christ is on the throne, that God has brought the victory, and I'm not going to sit back and let life beat me up, but the music is changing, the tempo's picking up, and I'm a person that is going to stand up, and I'm not going to let up, and I'm going to keep on going no matter what happens. Why? Because the music tells me that the hero's coming in on the horse, and he's coming to pick up all the broken pieces. The music's telling me that even though it looks pretty bad right now, the it's about to turn around, and we're going to come in from behind, and we're going to take the game. Because the music tells you what's going to happen next. It tells you the way it's supposed to be. See, would you worship God? When you come to the altar and bring a sacrifice, the fruit of your lips, what happens is you engage heaven and earth. It's like if you've ever driven a car with a manual transmission, you're like a million years old. Now we got this fancy automatic business. But you got a real car, right, Pastor Joe? You got a manual transmission. Six gears. Cha, 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 cha. Get it going. Yeah. I had an old 67 Mustang V6. It was automatic. I know, terrible, terrible, terrible. But I could pretend, right? Whoo, drive. Overdrive, yeah. Never mind. Old person joke. But when you begin to worship, you take heaven and earth and you engage them, and they begin to interact. Will you pull God's presence into your situation, and where you were losing, now all of a sudden, no matter what's going on, you begin to be the victor in the situation. When your parents and your household is just, and all of a sudden you look in the mirror and you're not happy, and then all of a sudden you begin to remember all the stupid things you did and that were said to you, all of a sudden you begin to praise and worship God, you begin to lift up Jesus higher, and he begins to pull you up with him, up out of the situation to look over it. I love what it says in Psalm 27. Go put it up there. In Psalm 27, verse 6, it says that, I will hold my head high. Then I will hold my head high above the enemies that surround me. You ever felt like that before? Just from all ends, man. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Psalm 27:6. It says, I will offer sacrifices. Where do you do that? At the altar, the place where you put your flesh down, the place where you put your emotions aside, the place where you say, I'm just so depressed. No, shut up. You stop being depressed. If you feel depressed, you need to change the music. You need to change the music from sad garbage. And you need to make your own music that says, God, today I begin behind. I begin with my head in the mud. I begin on the losing end. But God, today is the turnaround. Right now, this moment, I declare that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I declare that I am more than a conqueror, that I am the head, not the tail. I am an overcomer, not because of who I am, but because of who you are. And because of who you are, you've called me a son, a daughter of the Most High God. And if you're the Most High and I belong to you, then everything else is the most low. And here I am today. So it started out bad, but it's going to end good. And you begin to have an attitude that praises God. You see, I love what it says. Keep that verse up there. Shoot. In Psalm 27, it says, in the midst of my enemies, when I am surrounded, all arounded. That means ain't no place to go. There's no, when you are surrounded, where can you go? To the right? No. Can you go to the left? No. Can you go behind? No. Can you go forward? No. You're wrong. Because you're surrounded, fool. There's only one way to go when you're surrounded. Up. Oh, that was good. 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 Right? Get it? Get it? Get it? Get it? Get it? Got it? Okay, good. Now I can move on. Thank you, Perla. what does it say? It says, I hold my head high. Get it up. Above my enemies who surround me. In his sanctuary, I offer shouts of joy. Shouts of joy. See, I like this verse. Because it's real. Because this dude's life's jacked up. He's having a bad day. He had a bad day. And he's surrounded. And he's surrounded. Being a Christian, shoot, just living life is not, it's not, you know, peach plum pies and fairy tales and unicorns riding on the sunset into bacon pools on a rainbow. Mm-hmm. See, that's not life. That's not real life is when you get stuck and you're surrounded by enemies. I'm surrounded by homework to the right and the left, Lord. Be my rear guard because this dude behind me might just shank me. It's bad. God, I try to lay my head down to sleep, but I'm reminded of ex-girlfriends and all the trouble that that brings. And life's hard. But it says, even though he's surrounded in his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. So if you don't feel like praising God, it don't matter. If you feel like, God, how am I going to praise God? Nothing good is happening in my life. How am I going to praise God today? What has God done for me lately? I got nothing to praise God for. You do. Because if you believe that Jesus is who he says he is, then if you have nothing to praise God for what he's done today or yesterday, then you have something to praise God what he's going to do tomorrow. Because God is the author. He began it. He's the finisher. He's going to finish it. And if you're still surrounded by your enemies, all that means is he's not done yet. So you praise him because he's going to wrap it up with a nice little bow at the end. So you praise him not for what he's done, but for what he's going to do. And when you begin to do that, what happens? He lifts you up out from your surrounded position, up higher out of it to a place that you need to be. You invite the Holy Spirit into the situation, and God notices you. And he brings you victory. I love what it says. We talked about it in Hebrews 13, verse 15 and 16. It says, let us offer a sacrifice of praise. Man, sacrifice. You know how something is a sacrifice? Because it hurts. That's how you know it's a sacrifice, because it hurts. If it doesn't hurt, then it's not a sacrifice. Like, and that bucket goes by, and you're like, that's my only dollar, Lord Jesus. Oh, I was going to use it to buy a Coke. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, I felt that right there. Right there. That's where I feel it. That's how you know it's a sacrifice, because you feel it. Pastor John, I want to come to church today. Then you better go to church. You want me to sing? Pastor Richard, now I know you're tripping because Pastor Michelle up there telling me I need to jump around. And you know I don't want to jump around. Oh, that's time you got to jump around. When you don't want to go to church, oh, that's the time. Oh, that's the time you got to go to church. When you don't want to praise and worship God, that's the time you better praise. You know what? When everything's going good and you're like, I love this. Oh, I'm at camp and I'm so excited because camp is the best. I don't got to see my mom in 3 days. Oh, my gosh. I love this. Oh, everybody's so excited. I love you, Jesus. 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 Look. I get it. Jesus loves it. He loves it. But it's easy. When you're down and you're in the dumps and it's like nothing's going right, and then God says, oh, why don't you praise me? God, I got nothing to praise you for. Just praise me. And you just squeak out a little praise. Jesus. Jesus, I love you. That is like shouting the halls of heaven. If that's all you got, and if that's all you can give, and you give it, that's a sacrifice, and it means so much. Because you've got so little to give, but you give it anyway. When you praise God, when you're not in the mood, I don't want to do this mess. I don't want to be here. I want to be at home, sleeping, eating Cheetos on Xbox, looking at Instagram feeds that I've already liked, so I'm going to like them again. When you praise God in the midst of those feelings and emotion, God, I don't even feel you. How can I praise you? When you praise God at those times, that's when you really begin to fight and war and enter in, and that's where God begins to bring victory in your life. Because when you believe God, when it's hard to believe God, that is a test of a true Christian. Not someone that's just like, oh my God, I love you, Jesus, because everything's so good in my life and I'm wonderful, I'm beautiful. Oh, it's a good day, Jesus. friend. You know a real friend is a friend when they're there when it's hard to be. When you worship God, it's a form of battle in your life that gets you through. And you give a high cost gift to God. It's a sacrifice of praise. That's what you need to do. But see, the crazy part is this, is it says, you know, to praise him in the sanctuary. Where is this? Quick question, we'll wrap this thing up. Where is the sanctuary? Where is the sanctuary? Here? Where? Here? At the altar? Where? Where is the sanctuary? The stage? Where is the sanctuary? Where? Right here? Right here. 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 Here? Here. Here? Everywhere? Here. Inside the sun? Dang, I like that answer. It's in the sun. Where is the sanctuary? No! It's not. Guppy, it's not up there. The sanctuary is not that big building down the courtyard. The sanctuary is right there. Right? The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So where's the sanctuary? You are the sanctuary. We come to church so we can have church, so you can be the church. You are the church. The altar, the sanctuary is in your heart. So what that means, you don't got to come to church to get Jesus. If you are having the worst day on a Tuesday, you don't got to wait for Wednesday. If you're having a bad day on a Saturday, you don't got to wait for Sunday. If you're having a bad day on a Sunday at church, don't worry, because you could leave church. Go home and have church. Some of y'all need to listen to some different music at home. Put on some Hillsong, some Planet Shakers. That's right. No. Y'all need to go home and put on some Sandy Patty, some Carmen. Whatever floats your boat, man. Whatever you gotta get, put on some Pastor Joe, some Smokey Norful. You do whatever you gotta do, but find that song, that soundtrack to your soul that gets you close to Jesus. And just you need to shut your door, turn off. Oh, somebody, turn off your phone. Oh, turn off the Wi-Fi. You don't need no Hulu. Turn it off. Turn off. You don't need no Wi-Fi for a paper and leather Bible. You just gotta open your eyes. You don't need to plug it in. Just open it up and read the pages and worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Change the soundtrack. Because the altar is not just at the front of the stage. The altar is at the depths of your heart. Because you are wall-to-wall Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ lives within you. And everywhere you go, that God goes. And if you feel far away from God, if you feel like you've been overcome, if you feel like life is just not even worth living, then all you need to do is stop and ask God, God, I don't feel you. I need you to fill me so I can know you're here with me. And you begin to worship God. God, I don't know. Nothing's going right, but God, I know you can make things right. And you begin to tell God, and you begin to remind yourself how good he is. And all of a sudden, everything begins to change. Let me get the band up here. I thought Boy was up here, but I know he said, no, we're playing piano, but that's okay. Let me get the band up here. We got to wrap this thing up sooner or later. Somebody's got to go home. But before we do, yeah, I know, don't worry, we'll be done. Tonight, tonight, let's do this. Let's take one more opportunity to worship God. It would be terrible to talk about worship and not have an opportunity to do that. And if you don't want to, I don't care. This is up to you. I am leaving church getting something. You can do whatever you want. But me, I came to church so I can have church. Ooh, so I could leave this place and be the church to my family, to my neighbors, to the lady at Starbucks tomorrow morning. I'm telling you, man. Vanilla latte. God bless you. And even as a pastor, you know, I'm a pastor and I preach and stuff. But there's times I just don't want to. But I do it anyway. Tonight, the band's going to sing. And the altar will be open. And if you have an attitude or an issue, or if you have something, if you're stuck, if you've just been here and you just need to go here or here in your walk, in your life, if you're in this place and you don't wanna, then I'm gonna encourage you tonight. I think you oughta. If you're in the middle of a battle, then it's time that you learn how to fight. You need to learn how to fight. And I'm gonna tell you this, if you don't wanna do this, that's fine. But I don't wanna hear you complain, and I don't want to hear you whine, oh, Pastor Richard, pray for me. No, I'm not going to pray for you. Yeah, I'm not going to pray for you. Because if you won't fight for yourself, why would I fight for you? If you're not willing to pick up your cross and get close to Jesus, my prayers, I pray for you till I'm blue in the face. My prayers won't mean one thing to you because you're not willing to stand up and do the work yourself. If you want it, you better put work in. Some of you in this place, nah, I'm gonna get mean for a second. Some of you in this place, you've been sourpuss-faced. You come in this building, same old, Pastor Richard, I've been doing it. You know, shut up. Don't tell me God's boring because you have not been engaging. You've been living too much on earth, and you need to get heaven all up in your earth. So I'm gonna tell you right now, some of us in this place, we have been living in death for so long, we forgot what life is like. So it's time for us to come up to this place, come to this altar, and put something on there that it can die. Your attitude, gotta die. Your mood, gotta die. Your depression, it's gotta die. You gotta set that thing on fire so you can praise God, and you can begin to fight for yourself. Because no pastor in this world is gonna pray you out of your junk if you're not willing to stand up and get out of your own junk. So tonight, let's fight. Tonight, let's believe God. Tonight, let's take our life back by putting it down back on the altar. Tonight, let's believe that Jesus Christ did the most important thing in all creation by going on that cross and sacrificing his life, by worshiping the Father with his life so that we could have life. Because your family is depending on you, and your friends are depending on you, and your future is depending on you. And it's only going to happen to people that are willing to fight. Fight the fight of praise. To praise God when you don't want it. To praise God when it feels wrong. To praise God when you don't see a way out. And I'll tell you this, you close your eyes, you lift your hands, you shout out a praise, and by the time you open your eyes, you're going to find the way out. And you're going to see where you're going to go. And you're not going to be confused. And the depression is going to begin to back off. Why? Because you've changed your mind from earth to heaven. It's time to worship God in his house tonight. And at this point, we'll draw the line in the sand, and you can have all the God you want. And if you don't want it, then don't complain when you don't got it. I'd like to ask one thing of everybody in this room, though. No matter where you're at, hey, no judgment. Because I know you don't got to be at the front to worship. But don't let that be an excuse. I would like to ask everybody to stand in this place. And as the band sings, the altar's open. If you're ready to come and worship, come on up. Come on up. Let's open your mouth. And let's give the fruit of our lips tonight as we worship with abandon.
Power. every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, there's power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, oh, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, oh, break every chain, break every chain. God, break every chain, break every chain, break every
lift our voices in this place. Let's get our breakthrough in this place. Let's meet with the King in this place. Oh, come on, let's lift your voices tonight. Let's lift our voices tonight, because He's so worthy.
Oh, break every chain. Oh, yes, and I'm here.